Illinois had tried to argue its underfunded pensions were such a drain, the state had to cut retirement benefits and raise the retirement age. Justices weren't impressed. In May, they ruled that defies a constitutional clause that says benefits can't be diminished. Now, Chicago's looking to do the same, but a bunch of unions signed on to this package. The Chicago law also includes a funding guarantee. City Attorney Steve Patton says that's no diminishment of benefits. It's a net positive.
To say that somehow the Constitution is so restricted that an act so beneficial to the funds and their participants is somehow unconstitutional turns the clause on its head.
But Clint Krizlov, a lawyer for employees contesting the law, says what Chicago's trying is no different than the unconstitutional state version.
Been here, done that, same facts, same issues, same arguments, same result.
Municipalities across the state looking to control their own pension costs could take cues from whatever justices decide. I'm Amanda Vinicky.